Welcome to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Get expert advice on a variety of topics and hear what Ottawa business people have to offer. Ask questions, get answers. This is Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Acquiring the exact commercial space for your needs is fast becoming an exacting science, and getting the square footage you need is only part of it. A while back, we introduced you to the CEO of one of Ottawa's leading commercial real estate companies, and he's back again this hour. Darren Fleming is the CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Good afternoon again, Darren.
Hi, Dave. Nice to be back.
Hey, great to chat with you again, Darren. Now, we're going to be talking about Real Strategy, of course, and your vision of making people happy at work and what it takes to get there. Now, we'll touch on Real Strategy's innovative approach to ensuring incredible people deserve amazing space. And this hour, we'll dig into the services of Real Strategy as well. So if you're a company owner, a CEO, and you happen to miss our previous conversation, you'll appreciate this hour. So Darren, to begin, you've got an impressive academic and real estate background. Let's talk about how Real Strategy came about.
Sure. I've been in commercial real estate for over 20 years and predominantly did tenant representation, leasing. But over time, I really started to find that helping folks understand what it was their company needed was increasingly important. And oftentimes, the inclusion of an architect or an interior designer who traditionally was the ones doing the diagnosis came too late in the planning cycles for companies to really make best use of some of the skill sets and the best practices that were out there. Eventually, I ended up going to focus on consulting, selling my shares in my last company, and going back to school to do my MBA at Telfer. And while I was there, I realized that having the ability to interact with a management team as a senior consultant and really coach them and guide them through the process was important. And so I decided to create Real Strategy. We incorporated in 2017, halfway through the program, with an aim to blend the traditional services of a real estate brokerage, because we still do that for sure, but also with a consulting company that can really provide executive level coaching, employee surveys, workshopping, and create data sets out of what's traditionally considered soft data.
Darren, you've got some exceptionally creative and talented people in your team at the Real Strategy. Let's talk about the Real Strategy team. And I think you've got eight or so on staff, I believe.
Yeah, we have eight full-time people. We've got Jared and Wes, who are business development guys. They're really out there reaching out to organizations in the private sector, not-for-profit world to really just start discussions. Lee is our CFO. Jacob is our project manager. And, Jacob's role is really to get out there and support people through the implementation of whatever strategy makes sense with respect to construction or furniture procurement. Then we've got Naomi and Kevin, who are often back in the office, who are dealing with documents and scheduling and administration. And then Mike Chardo, who's our property manager, who helps us look after some of the properties we manage.
Darren, what is your target audience? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. These days, it's really difficult for an executive to really diagnose how much space do I need in a post-pandemic kind of world, a hybrid office, if you will. So if you're someone who's been tasked with or inherited that role, they're often CEOs, but they're often just as often executive directors or CFOs. But every now and then we find the office manager or the senior executive assistant or the director of HR ends up with facilities some way. And to be honest, if your company's growing or going through changes, and let's face it, since the pandemic, every single lease that's out there no longer fits its original mandate, we'd like to talk to you.
Now, let's talk about value creation. That's got to be a real important element of what you folks do.
It sure is. Dave, traditionally, we had approached our industry, being commercial real estate, had approached the value creation by saving people money through just doing better transactions, lower rents, bigger cash allowances. But we really like to, we at Real Strategy believe that, incredible people deserve amazing space. And the ethos behind that is that when it comes down to it, the thing that really makes your boat go with respect to the vision of your business is the people. So we like to look at how we can have a positive impact on payroll related outputs, attraction, retention of your best people. What do they say about you out there in the world? Do they actually like working for you? We found that if we can make people happier at work, and I believe having a better conversation about how we seat them, how we build physical spaces, what policies and culture do we support in terms of how often we have to see your face in the office, that we can make people happy. And happier people, they're harder to poach. They don't get sick as often. And frankly, they'll take a pay cut to stay in a really great company. And frankly, that's the vision that we have for our clients, is to make them a magnetic space, make their coming to work just amazing.
And we're going to talk about that magnetic space a little later on. So then, Darren, how can Real Strategy help an organization that needs office space? And how receptive are businesses in general to the increasing changes to the workplace?
I think a lot of business owners are really just puzzled. It's not like the pandemic happened in Europe 5 years ago and we had all these lessons learned that we can apply now as best practices here in North America. This was a global event. People are unsure. They're uncertain when the next wave is going to come, if there's going to be another one. And understanding how to build a space, physically construct a space that can really help them adapt to what they've got coming down the pipe over the next 3 to 5 years, which is what we're calling the greatest social experiment in human history with respect to the workplace, being how often are you going to attend? We do provide some best practices on, you know, physical layouts and seating, but in essence, we're solving for what I call the rising tide. In the past, we simply counted heads, and that's how many chairs you needed. Now we got to understand, well, how often are people going to come in on average? But what are those high tide marks that are going to happen? You know, let's say you put on a training or an all hands meeting, and people who've relocated out to Perth now are driving in an hour and a half to come to whatever it is you've put on at the office today. Well, they may want to stick around and work for a couple hours before they head back. So we want to make sure that we have room for what happens most of the time, but that we're intentional and plan for some of those special moments that we know are going to be essential to getting people back in the office.
We're in conversation with Darren Fleming, CEO and broker of Record with Real Strategy, and you'll find them at 1280 Baseline Road, Suite 200, and their phone number for your reference, 613-216-0130. And don't forget their website at realstrategy.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on News Talk 580 CFRA.
We'll return with more experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA.